Welcome, honored viewers, and thank you for joining us today on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. From our studio in Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television brings you uplifting news from around the world.
Our programs are available 24 hours a day in Europe, the Middle East, and Northern Africa via Astro 1 at 19.2 degrees east and Hot Bird 6 at 13 degrees east. For your convenience, we are also accessible worldwide at suprememastertv.com.
In today's news, the Chinese government sends 250 tons of aid supplies to Darfur. In humanitarian news, the United Nations World Food Program buys locally. In environmental news, a high school in Scotland inaugurates its own wind turbines. In solar energy news, Safeway takes the equivalent of 1,000 cars off the road annually by installing solar energy panels. In news of sharing, Muslim adherents practice zakat to help their brethren in need. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Today, October 13th, Dr. Charlotte Bunch was born in North Carolina, United States in 1944. In 1989, she founded the Center for Women's Global Leadership. She was inducted into the Women's Hall of Fame in 1996 and awarded the Eleanor Roosevelt Award for Human Rights by former U.S. President Bill Clinton in 1999. She was also nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize in 2005. Today, we honor Dr. Charlotte Bunch and her commitment to bringing peace to the world through the promotion of women's rights. We wish you a wonderful and very happy birthday.
News: Hamas suggests it may surrender control of Gaza. Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh has issued a call for talks with Fatah and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. He suggested that Hamas may relinquish the administration of Gaza to the Palestinian Authority, stating, "Our administration in Gaza is temporary. Thank you and may Allah bless you, Mr. Haniyeh, and all people in Gaza for your continued efforts to bring about a united and peaceful Palestine."
Lion News. U.S. aid donates $22 million U.S. dollars to Iraq. The donation will benefit the Iraq community-based conflict mitigation program by addressing local issues through the rapid creation of programs and financial assistance to promote harmony. The award is also intended for work between Iraq-based American teams and local leaders to help develop positive communication skills in Iraqi youth. Thank you and God bless U.S. aid for your kind generosity. May the great Allah bless the young people and all in Iraq with strength and vision for their nation's true peace and bright future.
Fly-in News. Iran to answer IAEA questions. Iran has agreed to provide written responses to IAEA questions about its centrifuges. Iran currently has designs for P2 centrifuges which allow for the rapid enrichment of uranium. The centrifuges have been under discussion in this week's talks between Iranian officials and the United Nations Nuclear Watchdog Agency. Thank you, Iranian and UN officials, for your involvement in these diplomatic discussions to promote peace and understanding.
Lion News. Former United Kingdom Prime Minister Tony Blair optimistic about Israeli-Palestinian peace. Speaking after his meeting with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in the West Bank on Tuesday, Middle East Peace Envoy Mr. Tony Blair said that he believes Israel and Palestine can achieve a peace accord at the U.S.-sponsored conference next month. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and Palestinian President met on Monday and agreed to set up a top-level team to continue advancing the peace process. Thank you, Your Excellencies, for your commitment and diplomatic progress. May all in the Middle East be blessed with harmonious relations and lasting peace.
Fly-in News. Hungary states her readiness for Schengen membership. On Thursday, Hungarian Foreign Minister Kinga Gunst announced that the nation will be prepared to become a member of the Schengen Travel Zone by December of this year. Along with 8 other states that are also preparing for participation in December, citizens of Hungary will be able to travel throughout the Schengen zone without border checks. Congratulations, Hungary and the 8 other new Schengen members. May your citizens be blessed with ease in traveling and abundant opportunities to appreciate the rich cultures of other nations.
Fly-in News. Palestinians given residency status in Israel. On Wednesday, Palestinian officials announced that Israel has granted official residency to 3,500 Palestinians living in the West Bank. The new status gives the Palestinians greater freedoms, including access to health and education benefits, as well as the ability to apply for official documents for their children. Thank you and God bless Israel for this meaningful and magnanimous gesture. May heaven bless all Israelis and Palestinians with dignity, love, and friendship.
Fly-in News. Europe strengthens relationship and cooperation with South Africa. The European Union on Wednesday highlighted a commitment to South Africa with a 1 billion euro donation and a goal to eliminate rural poverty in the next 7 years. The agreement was signed by South Africa's Finance Minister, Trevor Manuel, and European Union Development Commissioner, Louis Michel. Thank you and God bless the European Union for your compassionate generosity. May heaven bless all South African people with abundant opportunity, prosperity, and happiness.
Fly-in News. French and Russian leaders discuss visa-free travel between Europe and Russia. French President Nicolas Sarkozy and Russian President Vladimir Putin concluded their first official summit in Moscow this week. Following the meetings, President Putin praised the success of their talks on a variety of bilateral issues. One idea both presidents support is the creation of a visa-free travel zone between the European Union and Russia to promote greater trade. President Putin stated he expects the waiver of visa restrictions will make progress when France assumes the presidency of the European Union during the latter half of 2008. Congratulations, Russia and France, on your deepening relations. We too look forward to the creation of a visa-free travel zone between Russia and Europe. May God bless your continued friendship.
Fly-in News. Former U.S. Vice President Al Gore and the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, win the Nobel Peace Prize. The IPCC has played a crucial role in gaining the scientific community's acceptance of the theory of human-made climate change. And Mr. Al Gore may be the world's most successful climate change awareness advocate. On Friday, the Nobel Peace Prize Foundation honored them for their efforts to build up and disseminate greater knowledge about man-made climate change and to lay the foundations for the measures that are needed to counteract such change. Congratulations and God bless former Vice President Gore and the United Nations for your noble work to save our beautiful ecosphere. Thank you, Nobel Prize Committee, for recognizing the importance of overcoming climate change, which affects us all.
Fly-in News. U.S. state of Tennessee protects people's health through smoking ban. Tennessee's ban, which went into effect at the beginning of October, forbids smoking in almost all places of business, as well as other enclosed spaces. The response has already been positive, with restaurants that went smoke-free in advance of the ban reporting a growth in business. The bill's sponsor, Senator Don Thomas, said, "I've had people come up to me and thank me for the legislation and say, I was a smoker and I've quit because of the smoking ban." So it's been well received and just thousands and thousands of lives will be saved. Thank you, Senator Thomas and Tennessee, for your positive actions in protecting people's health. May God bless all with vitality and happiness.
Fly-in News, OLAC, or Vietnam, holds workshop with European Union. European Union representatives met in OLAC with their OLACs or Vietnamese counterparts on Tuesday for a workshop called Partnership and Cooperation Agreement. The goal of the workshop was for the two parties to develop a proper partnership and to facilitate dialogue across their many areas of shared interest. Congratulations, OLAC and the European Union, for your strengthening relations. May OLAC be blessed with a flourishing presence and participation in the international community.
Fly-in News. First female space commander. NASA astronaut Peggy Whitson, a station veteran, is the first female commander of the International Space Station. She is taking over command of the station for the next 6 months. Ms. Whitson, along with Russian veteran cosmonaut Yuri Malenchenko and Malaysian physician Sheikh Muzaffar Shukur, arrived at the space station safely on Friday. Congratulations, Ms. Peggy Whitson, on your new command. May God bless all crew members with success and safety in their space endeavors.
Fly-in News. New Zealand declares new energy goals. On Thursday, New Zealand's Prime Minister Helen Clark and Energy Minister David Parker announced the launch of two new energy programs. The goal of the first is to supply the country with electricity from 90% renewable energy sources by 2025. It will also reduce domestic transport emissions 50% by the year 2040. The second program seeks to reduce national energy consumption and increase sustainability. Thank you, New Zealand, for your dedication and leadership in preserving our planet and the health of her inhabitants. May God bless your noble efforts.
In Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Toronto, Canada. Our association members participated in The Word on the Street Book and Magazine Festival held at Queen's Park. This is Canada's largest book and magazine festival. Many authors, poets, book and magazine publishers, and literacy organizations participated. It was a beautiful sunny day with many book lovers, families, children, and animal friends attending, making it a wonderful experience for all. Our association members took this cherished opportunity to exhibit Supreme Master Qinghai's many books. Sample booklets of Supreme Master Qinghai's teachings were very well received. May God bless the longing souls on their journey to the heavenly home.
In world news, Chinese government sends special train to aid Darfur. The Chinese government dispatched 250 tons of aid materials to Darfur, including water tankers, generators, and medical equipment for 30 water stations and 25 rural hospitals. China's humanitarian support to Darfur amounts to 80 million yuan since February 2003. Sudanese ministers Awad Ahmed Mohamed Aziz and Ahmed Mohamed Haroon thank the Chinese government for their extensive support, stating that it will help maintain stability in Darfur and encourage the return of refugees. Thank you, and heaven bless China for providing this vital humanitarian assistance. May the people of Darfur be greatly blessed with lasting peace and stability. Coming up on Noteworthy News, the United Nations World Food Program saves money while helping farmers. We'll go visit the roses and we'll come back quick. Please keep your dial tuned here to Supreme Master Television.
Hello, Herman the Horse here, welcoming you back to Noteworthy News. Positive news for a better world. Do you know that dark colors have the tendency to absorb light? Therefore, if you paint your walls a light color, you will use less energy from light bulbs to get the same effect. So, go light, go bright. That's our tip for the day. Now let's look at the weather from around the world.
Humanitarian news, by directly purchasing maize or corn from farmers in the Kingdom of Lesotho, the World Food Program is helping farmers prosper. The United Nations World Food Program recently reported that its purchases are having beneficial effects on the local communities. World Food Program Executive Director Josette Sheeran said, "This is a win-win situation. It helps provide income for small-scale farmers while saving money for the World Food Program." Ms. Sheeran continued by saying, "World Food Program is committed to buying locally whenever possible, because, as this historic deal proves, even a small purchase can have a huge impact on the lives of small-scale farmers. A big thank you and God bless the United Nations World Food Program. May heaven bless the local farmers who give the world so much to live in peace and abundance."
In environmental news, Balfron High School in rural Stirling, Scotland launches their very own wind turbines. This makes them the first in the region to harness wind power. Two freestanding 6-kilowatt turbines will generate 22,000 kilowatt hours a year. This project is part of Balfron High School's commitment to bettering the environment and is entirely the brainchild of the students and staff. A further effort of conservation includes switching off computers, lights, and projectors when not in use. Head teacher Val Corey said, "We need this generation to take the lead to ensure a greener Scotland." Balfron High School was awarded the Green Flag Award for its excellent work in improving the environment. Congratulations and many thanks to the students and staff at Balfron High School for your continued efforts for a greener world. May your project be blessed with many benefits to Scotland and the world. Coming up, Safeway plans to make our world cleaner through the use of solar energy. We'll go for a quick prayer and be right back. This is Noteworthy News on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned.
Through Supreme Master Ching Hai's compassionate wisdom, the SM Celestial Company, LTD, has produced its first ever series of Happy Doggy. Celestial clothes and sleeping mattresses for dogs featuring a wide range of designs to meet the needs of dogs of all sizes. The Happy Doggy series, attractive in appearance and practical in its protective warmth, allows humans' most loyal friends to enjoy their owner's loving care. For small to medium dogs, the designs include the Ballerinita, the Miss, Uptown Girl, Sweet Doggy, I Spy, the Poet, and the Karate Wolf. For medium-sized to large dogs, the outfits are the Shepherd, the Bohemian, the Shadow Hunter, Happy Doggy, the Jock, the Sport, and Remember Me When the Rain Falls. Looking smart and elegant in their celestial clothes, these blessed canine friends are no doubt the most impressive dogs in the Golden Age. The sleeping mattress is light, soft, and comfortable, with a washable cover that can be easily removed. The base of the mattress is anti-skid and waterproof, and the cover fabric can be selected to match the Celestial clothes. Mattresses include the Royal Tuck, the Gentry Layer, and Dog Republic bedding. To get more information or get the Happy Doggy Celestial clothes or mattresses for your loyal canine friend, visit us online at www.thecelestialshop.com.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. In solar energy news, Safeway goes green. Safeway is leading the world in creating a greener environment by switching to solar energy. A newly renovated lifestyle store in Dublin, California, was the first Safeway store to install solar energy panels, which generate 7,500 megawatt hours of electricity per year. As part of a renewable energy initiative, Safeway stores plan to extend their utilization of solar energy to 23 California stores, which together will remove 10.4 million pounds of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. This is equivalent to taking 1,000 cars off the road annually, or planting 4,000 acres of pine trees. This stellar effort makes Safeway one of the leading businesses in addressing the important issue of climate change. Other major companies, including Macy's, Costco, and Target, have already installed similar types of solar power systems. Thank you, and God bless Safeway and all other stores using solar energy for your outstanding efforts to improve the environment. May heaven's sunshine bring you success and prosperity.
In news of sharing, more than 16,000 individuals will receive benefits from the collection of zakat in Borneo. Zakat is one of the five pillars of Islam. It involves Muslims sharing portions of their income with people in need. An estimated $9.72 million was collected for zakat in Borneo to be distributed to more than 16,000 people. Thank you, and Allah's blessings to those who give in the compassionate tradition of zakat. May heaven bless the recipients with joy and abundance.
We invite you to enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled, Taking Turns.
There was a lady who saw a man begging on the street with a hat in front of him, and he said, "Blind, please help." So she put a dollar in there, in the hat. But the wind blowing so fast, and the dollar blew away. So the man stood up and chased after the dollar. He took it and put it in his pocket. The lady said, "It's written here that blind man, please help, but you're not blind." He said, yeah, it's not me. I'm not the beggar. It's my brother." So she said, "Then what are you doing here?" I said, "Well, I'm just sitting for him for a while, you know." So, "And where is your brother now?" I said, "Well, he went to the movies."
And now for our viewer's heartline. This message was sent by TV Tuga from Portugal, originally in English.
TV Tuga is a Portuguese portal dedicated to online TV. We are contacting all the TV stations that we think that are good enough to be in our portal. We are one of the most visited websites in Portugal with more than 50,000 visitors per day. Supreme Master Television is one of our favorites. The Portuguese audience loves it. So our question is there any problem if we promote your TV podcast in our website? We've already seen it on other websites, so we think that there won't be problems, but we want to add it in a legal way by contacting you, the owner. Remember that your channel will be together with other well-known TV stations. We're inquiring you about this because we don't like to use your services and name without your authorization. Thanks, TVTuga.com, Televisão Grátis Online.
Hola, TV Tuga. It's wonderful to hear from you. Greetings to your beautiful country, Portugal. We're glad to learn from you that the Portuguese audience enjoys Supreme Master television programs. Thank you so much for your thoughtful consideration in inquiring about including us on your online TV. Naturally, if it brings benefit to the viewers, we are happy to say yes. We wish you God's blessings in all your noble endeavors to serve the public. With pleasure, com prazer.
Do you have a heartline today? We appreciate your comments and positive stories from your area. Please kindly send them to info@supremastertv.com or to the address on the screen.
Thank you for watching Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. Supreme Master Television is available at supremastertv.com, anywhere in the world, 24 hours a day.
May your day be filled with heavenly bliss. We'll see you next time.